So, I don't know who they are, but they asked and they found that women who've had plastic surgery enhancements, augmented women, talking about fake breasts, have more fun in the sack. They claim they have a better sex life once they've gone through that operation. And so I wonder, is that because they have a regained confidence, or are they just saying it? Because otherwise, yeah. Do you see what I'm thinking here?
Yeah.
Or is it the sort of person that would get that done would claim that they have a better time? How do the two equate, is what I'm saying.
I don't know, but do you know what? When's the last... Are they talking about having a sack race here? When they have more fun in the sack?
I'm not talking about a sack race, no. I'm talking about their sex. Was I explicit? Their sex life what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was the expression, fun in the sack.
Women who've had augmentation say they have a 61% better life in the bedroom, whilst their men, their partners, say it was 75% better.
I reckon it's to do with their confidence.
How could you sit there going, you know what, I think my sex life's probably about 58% improved, I would say, on balance.
Exactly, yeah.
To analyse it.
Yeah, and when do they do the survey? Is it directly after or during or what was going on?
I can't imagine
there?
It's directly after because there would be no data yet, would there? They need to spend some time out in the field, so to speak, before they can report back with any kind of improvement.
But I assume that's if the augmentation has gone right, yeah? If it's gone wrong, then I can't imagine it being an improvement in anything.
What do you mean? If you have square breasts? Or,
yeah, something ridiculous.
It doesn't work, does it?
I don't know. If you
really? Get... It's just a weird concept. I know we accept it, but it is a weird concept, isn't it? To pack your body out like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Weren't girls getting their butt cheeks done at that point in time where J-Lo was really, I'd say the word, big? She had this big protruding ass, and suddenly girls were doing that.
Yeah.
I think I heard some girl died because of...
That's right.
And can't men get kind of pec implants and chest...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I think you have anything implanted.
That's really odd, though, isn't it? When you really stand back and think about it.
It is,
We laugh about breast jobs, but... not so much laugh about them, but... That's insanity, really, isn't it?
Yeah, because who are they trying to be? I mean, they are themselves before they have the job done. So they're obviously trying to be somebody else, aren't they? They're not happy as themselves. They're trying to be somebody else.
I got to tell you, right, I'm happy with my breasts. Yeah. But even if I wasn't, I can't imagine... Right, I'm joking a little bit because I'm a fella, right? But I can't imagine as a girl wanting to have foreign bodies inside me.
No.
I would rather if they moved what you had round a bit. So the bits on your bum that you don't want, they just moved up and then round.
What do you want your bum where your chest is?
Well, so it wasn't anything
in... You'd look
in.
Great.
Thank you.
Hey, there's a girl with the ass on her. Look at that. Great. Nice backside. Whoa, weird.
I just mean the excess tissue.
I understand.
Thank
Fancy
you.
Fancy waking up saying we've moved your bum.
We're being silly.